Top hits, you suckers.
Yeah. There may be some fucks thrown around. You never
know. Love children listening to this.
Yeah. Podcast off.
Yeah.
Josh, Stevie,
yeah.
I loved it. I love the music. Three wheel bicycle, thanks, baby. I love it.
Hey, we're 10410, and you're listening to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
First thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. Don't just get him out of the ring, get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
Come on, that's not necessary.
All he's got to do is go buy him a cheap bottle of Thunderbird.
Ooh, we ain't no cheap bottle of Thunderbird, or maybe we are. But you're tuned in to that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast once again.
Yeah.
Coming out of Casper, Wyoming. I don't know why I always say where we're from. Maybe just because.
It's for all those foreigners that still listen.
We got another, well, of course, an amazing episode of this unpredictable podcast. We go here, we go there, we go everywhere. We're taking you back to 1994 this week. We get another new sponsor. Super excited to talk about. Yeah, we got some true crime. For all you true crime heads, we're going to be taking you back again. We're going to be covering lots of history this week.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully you laugh, learn something from this show. I'm your host, Stevie V, and the man sitting next to me,
Joshin.
He's giving you all those funky sounds.
Trying.
You're tuned in to the one and only Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Oh, man. Welcome, everybody, to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. That was badass, man.
Thanks, man.
That was pretty much a one take. I mean, we
always is.
Yeah.
We don't fuck around. Hey, let's fucking dry run this a couple times and then bam, record.
Yeah.
That's it.
I guess we could have recorded like some stuff earlier. I don't know.
Well,
either or. Welcome, everybody.
We could have, but we didn't.
Yeah, welcome to another unpredictable episode of the show.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Coming out of the one and only Casper, Wyoming. We welcome everybody. We appreciate everybody that is traveling, tuning in. If you're running in the gym. Hey, that right? was like a rhyme right there.
Oh,
right?
Hell yeah, bro. If poet and didn't know it.
Yeah, if you're a painter like myself.
Oh, if you're a paint.
If you're, oh.
I'm a paint. You might be a painter. I might be a paint. You can spread me on shit, make me look cool.
I got something for that too later.
Whoa.
That went the wrong way.
Whoa.
It was a movie. Whoa. Paint with Owen Wilson.
Oh, I've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the fucking previews. We were just watching the previews. Yeah.
Not bad.
I just saw the previews last night.
Yeah.
I was like. And it's like, oh, it's Bob Rotten. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure they're not basing it off of him.
And you know what? I really thought that's what it was. And then, like, watching it, it's like, well, no.
Oh, yeah, I could tell that off the preview. It was like, no.
I kind of, like, I felt bad for him.
Right.
In a certain aspect.
Oh, like watching the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So you did watch it?
Last night, okay. Yeah. Well, that's what it was called, this paint or whatever.
Right, yeah. Well, but I figured the first thing I saw was like, oh, we're going to talk about this shit on the podcast. Yeah. But I didn't get to watch it yet, so.
There was one part of the movie I could relate to, like, a few different things on there. But when he's, like, okay. Sitting there staring at, like, the wall of, like, all of his paintings.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want me to say it or no?
It's fine, dude, as long as you don't, like, kill the movie.
No, huh?
Like, spoiler alert. Like,
no.
Whatever, fucking.
But, like, when he's standing there, like, looking at all of his paintings, and he's just like, and then, like, grabs paint and just.
I saw,
fucking,
that's on the preview, so you didn't
okay,
fuck nothing.
Okay, rad. Chit chat.
Well, I just saw him splash green paint all yeah. over his paintings.
But I was just like, oh, man. I told Jessica, I was like, yeah, I feel that shit.
Right?
Like.
Dude, that, yes, and, yeah. Not to take it away from being an artist or whatever. I'm a fucking artist. I'm a welder.
Mm-hmm.
I build electrical panels, and I build them in a specific way and leave my wires all different than other people do.
In an so artistic
I, that's
way.
That, exactly. I take that as being an artist also, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I watched that preview, and... First thing I thought about was you and was like, yep, I see that.
Yeah.
I feel that same fucking thing. I don't make a fucking painting. I don't have nothing to splash painting against, but
watch
I feel like smashing a fucking
wait till you watch the movie. I highly recommend
it. Yeah. Oh, I will.
They should have got somebody else to do the, you know, I don't remember what his name was or whatever, but Owen Wilson really wasn't the best pick or actor for that.
No. I just can't stand looking at his nose.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking penis. More than any person in
it's
this whole
strange.
Fucking world.
It's strange.
And it straight looks like a penis. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, these people.
Maybe they were talking about we were bored. They didn't know that we have an actual studio audience.
Yeah.
Did they know?
No. Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me about that. Shout out to Michael and Jeremy, Steal Your Podcast.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They'll be on the show one of these days.
Calm down, guys.
Another thing, I guess, on our upcoming agenda or, you know, some of the new stuff.
I have an agenda?
We got a new sponsor.
Oh.
Super rad.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. That's badass.
A Salt Creek Roller Derby.
A Salt Creek. You get it, right?
Yep.
Some people didn't get. I remember when they were a thing before, and people are like, "Eh,
yeah."
What, it's like Salt the, Creek, that you know.
Yeah,
that was a big part of Casper back in the day.
Yep. Well, I guess I didn't know because I wasn't here
well,
then or whatever. But I guess the Salt Creek that I know is, you know, the road out there, yeah, that goes, yeah, to Barnum.
Well, that before there was I-20. Don't quote me on this shit. This is what I was told by people that lived here when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But Salt Creek was like the main road before they made I-25 big, and you could,
oh, okay,
take Salt Creek all the way. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. So it was kind of like the main.
Yeah, old school highway.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like where it, yeah, I guess that's what I was told. Like I said, don't fucking quote, gotcha, me.
We'll, well,
probably get people, oh, you're fucking dumb.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I was born and raised here. So.
Yeah, you'd have to interact on the, you know, you, there should be a section on the podcast, right, where you can, well, interact with us.
Is there a bitch at the podcast section?
Yeah. I mean, we have all the social media. We're on all the social media, right, platforms.
Right. I know that. But I mean,
and you, yeah, can interact with the episode on, right, the Spotify. I want to give, know, a shout out to everybody that's given, you know, feedback on,
yeah,
that.
And all you three wheelers, that's, yep, you know better than I do. You guys know that already. Get on it.
We got to give a shout out to Middle of the Road Podcast, of course. Off the Cuff with Jed and Cody.
Hell yeah.
Cast Ascendancy. He hasn't pushed one out in a while, but either, ooh, or.
I haven't pushed one out in a while either.
Anyway, sorry, I got off topic. So the Salt Creek thing, I met up with Melanie.
Okay.
Hopefully I said that right. She's going to be on the show April 18th. We're going to record a show. Super stoked to find out some more about roller derby.
Right.
To be honest with you, I don't really know much about it. They actually became one of the sponsors of the show. I have two tickets that we're going to give away for the bout on April 27th. So that's pretty rad.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I didn't really ask her. I talked to her a little bit today. How do you think we should do this giveaway? You know what I mean? Maybe like a share type thing. I don't know. Well,
for
when
the tickets for the
bout,
for the derby.
Yeah, I think maybe what I'll do is when put the episode out. And I was thinking about maybe some kind of keyword or something. Maybe you should share the post. I don't know. Maybe I'll get in touch with her. If not, I'll get it figured out. But we got two tickets, which is amazing.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Super stoked for, you know, for her to come sit down and chit chat and all of that about the roller derby. They got a bunch of cool stuff going on. And I believe there's going to be a tournament of some sort. She'll give us the lowdown on all of that when the time comes. So, yeah, April 27th, they're going to be $5 are the tickets.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be at the Wagon Wheel.
Hell yeah.
Kids 2 and under are free. That's pretty sweet. But, yeah, you can just head on over to their Facebook page. A Salt Creek Roller Derby. That's what's up. That's our wonderful new sponsor.
Yeah?
But yeah, I'm really grateful that they gave us those tickets.
Yeah, it's fucking badass.
Also, there's a lot of stuff going on that weekend.
Right.
We got the Saturday night fights that are going on the same night. We can't forget about the Wyoming PopCon. That's going to be going on the 26th. through the 28th. Be down there. Love some artwork. Yeah, it's going to be another amazing time. I'm super stoked. The lineup just keeps like going on and on. They just released another.
The fighters and stuff?
The Wyoming PopCon. I haven't seen the lineup for the fighter stuff
yet. Sorry. Squirrel.
Hey, you know, oddly enough, too, speaking of squirrels and beings at this podcast goes here, there, and everywhere, man, Todd is the official, has been the official mascot of the podcast.
Forever, since beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
vote for Todd.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah. Vote for Todd.
Squirrel.
You
can check out, if you go to Facebook, just type Wyoming, obviously, PopCon. Sorry, I guess I shouldn't say obviously. So maybe some people don't know what Wyo is. Right. We appreciate all you listeners across the pond. And
hell yeah.
Up, how do you say in Canada? Is that across the border?
Up north.
Up north. Thank you. Yep. But yeah, head on over to Wyoming PopCon on Facebook. That's how you can get your tickets. Man, the lineup, like I said, you just have to go there. That's where you get your tickets. And you can see all the wonderful guests. They're going to be there. I'm super stoked. Are you stoked?
Hell yeah, man.
It's going to be another amazing weekend. And it's like slowly, like, or quickly.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, quickly.
Another thing that you definitely need to check out, go down to the Nicolaisen. The monochromatic show is still up.
Yeah.
There's some amazing pieces down there. Shout out to the Casper Artist Collective as well. We can't forget about opening day of the Casper Spuds, May 23rd, Mike Lansing Field. Just head on over to the Facebook page or go to spudsbaseball.com. Hopefully I didn't mess that up. If I did, hey, no, whatever.
Perfect.
Not whatever. I can't, yeah. Speaking of the Spuds, Paul's going to be on here at some point in time. Well, when he gets closer to opening day. Another one we can't forget. It's actually closing in quicker than we thought. Saturday, April 13th, down at Oil City Beer Company, Andrew W. Boss, Proof of Life, so-called, our good friends 10 for 10, are going to be down there. Yeah, and that's who was, well, obviously it said it at the intro.
Right.
Let's see, what else do we got? We can't forget to shout out good friends down there at Little Shop of Burgers, 1040 North Sarah Street, Casper, Wyoming. If you're listening to this, traveling through, sit on down there. Get yourself a burger, a chicken sandwich, or a salad, too.
Calm down, guys. Yeah,
that was good. Was that good?
That's good as hell, man.
I'm going to feel bad because I don't remember your addresses.
Okay. We've been trying to hold them back.
Yeah.
So they don't.
But it's cool.
You're making too much noise. But
yeah. We can't forget about our good friend. Dubles Tattoo, the only tattoo shop in Mills, Wyoming.
Hell yeah.
Chair the Bark Baker, Kamikaze Kid.
Little Molding Books. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Active Life Photo.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I don't even have any of these wrote down anymore.
Well, I was just, yeah, I was thinking of, there's a lot of those that is like, do we really say it anymore?
Yeah. Not because there's like no love.
Right.
Or anything just like that.
Well, you know, kind of.
I feel bad sometimes if I don't.
Yeah, for sure. I hear you.
But we love you guys.
We do. We do.
What do you call a shaved dog?
A weasel.
Chili dog potato.
Okay. All right. Yeah? A chili dog potato.
Do you get it?
I don't. A chili dog. Oh, okay. It's cold. It has no hair. Why is it a potato? Where's the potato part come from?
I don't really know, dude. I just like seen it. And
I like it. Yeah. I mean, because it kind of looks like a potato, I guess. It depends on what kind of dog you have.
That's what I was thinking too when I seen it. But I was like, I wrote it down. I was like, I got to ask. I got to ask
you. That's a good one.
But yeah, that's what I was wondering. Where does the potato part come? You would probably have to be a small dog.
Right. And fat.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like a wiener dog or something.
Yeah. Like the dog upstairs.
That's a weasel.
Yeah. Shout out to Dolly.
Yeah. Shout out, Dolly.
Yeah. And weasel. Salvador Dolly.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So... We was...
Buttons on your ass is what my grandma would say.
We got to give a shout out to Gordon Bird, too.
Yeah.
Our amazing guest last week.
That was fun.
It sure was.
That dude's a bad mamma jamma, guy.
Like we were talking about Squirrel earlier. My mind was going off of... But yeah, shout out to Gordon.
I hear you, dude. I hear you.
That was awesome. And everybody that listened to that show, and well, obviously all the older shows, too...
Right.
According to the analytics, like some of the older ones are going up more.
Sweet.
Which is pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
I think
share, watch all our old shit, watch our new shit.
And the links down below, click them, share them up. Hopefully they work. I guess I've never, to be honest with you, I've never tried them on any other platform other than Spotify.
Okay. But we are.
It works.
All, yep. But
yep, yeah. The Apples,
the yep,
Google, iHeart,
the Googles,
Pandora, all the
yeah, I have. It's where I've been listening to our old episodes.
You know what? So the other day, when I was at the burger shop. The big speakers, they're like smaller ones, but they're blown out.
Okay. I can fix that.
So, well, no, they're like fucked.
Like, well, I could just get new speakers.
Oh, yeah, touche. So we have the one that's like up there. Well, I connected to it and I just put it on YouTube music, right?
Right.
Well, boom, like it was an ad, of course, you know, because I usually go through with the YouTube music, you know, and, you know, you've always, you know, hey, look at Pandora, da, 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 da. Not that they're sponsored by us, by the way, but you would love to.
But yeah, you know, I've had Pandora for 7 years.
Yeah.
I've been a paying customer.
Yeah. Nice.
For 7 years.
But, yeah, I had Pandora already downloaded on there. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try this. Hopefully there's no ads on here that are, like, you know, there.
Right.
And I don't remember. I think I just used, well, yeah, that was the other. Yeah, it was just the YouTube one because I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to be sitting here listening to ads the whole time when I'm, like, Because it's weird when there's, like, nothing going on in there. Anyway, I guess moral to the story, I was like, all right, CCR, bam. The fucked up part was, because there are ads sometimes, I guess, I'm not a paying customer.
Yeah, if you, yeah.
But guess what the first ad was, dude?
Tampons.
McDonald's.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And it was like kind of up loud, and I'm like, whoa, motherfucker. And I grabbed the phone, and I'm like trying to hit skip, and it went skip.
Oh, at work. But, okay. Yeah, I should have thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. CCR always gets people going, no matter what.
Yeah, fucking A, bud. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I guess that was my burger shop story of the week.
That's cool.
I guess we did the clip at the beginning, the Stone Calls. Yeah, in the Matrix. I had the glitch right there.
I rewound it already, bro. You're good to go now.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin put that clip on there. The episode art of, well, obviously the episode is the painting. If you would like to purchase that, you just have to click that link down below. Like we said before, hopefully it works.
Who painted that?
I did.
Who are you?
I'm Stevie V.
Van der Heiden Design.
Yep, on all those wonderful social media platforms. Hopefully the links work on the other podcast platforms. If not, get yourself a pen, write this down, or you could just go back and hit rewind. But that's VanderHeiden Design. Facebook, yeah. TikTok, Instagrams, all those. But this is the latest painting, I guess. Documentary came up the other day, and he was a pretty inspirational, I guess, person when I was growing up as far as a wrestler.
Right.
And like when he came up to the thing after he won the King of the Ring deal, like, and then like the whole, I just whipped your ass. Like, right. I'm like, whoa. He just cursed.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
I remember when he came out and, yeah.
But on that documentary, he was talking about, when he was coming out to the ring, one of the guys stopped him and was like, hey, Jake the Snake just cut this promo right before the match, and he had no idea that he was doing it.
Right.
Well, I guess the whole time, what came up in his mind was when he was playing football, and there were signs out in the crowd that said John 3:16. Well, then when, obviously you've seen, like, that shit was fucking remarkable, dude.
Yeah.
It changed the game, so to speak, that Texas Rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Texas, I've never been there. You have, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you mess with a rattlesnake from Texas?
I wouldn't mess with Stone Cold.
No, he cut some of the best promos ever.
I remember, he was the shit.
There was something else on that documentary. I guess if you don't know this, if the listeners don't know it, here's, my rambling, I guess. But anyway, he was in a match with Owen Hart, and Owen Hart's finisher was like this pile driver thing. And he's right. Like, hey, yep. Have you done this before?
I remember.
This, that, the other. Well, when he had him up, his head was like, below.
Yep.
And he was fucking paralyzed just for like that little bit. Holy moly. Dude, that'd be scary as fuck, dude.
Right. For sure. Doing your job and, it would suck doing any job, but. Yeah.
Well, like when he was talking about it too, and then like, because they do like the footage of it, and you can just see him because he's like, yeah, I could couldn't even feel my hands. I was just like crawling, like, holy fuck.
Right.
give me cringes.
I have seen that where he was talking about that before.
Yeah, I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I did not watch it live when it was on the pay-per-view. I did watch it. Well, actually, to be honest with you, I watched it later, but like that was that time period. The only time, if you didn't watch it on pay-per-view, like, and you didn't actually see footage of it, you would get it in the magazine.
Right.
And I think, I might have to go dig through my shit because I think there was that fucking picture of it.
You haven't sold that?
No, I got so much shit in there.
You have stuff that you haven't taken to a show?
No, I do.
Because you sell a lot of shit at the pop cons and the...
Yeah. I think I'm gonna bring out a bunch of stuff. I really want to do a few, like, maybe more wrestling pieces and stuff. I don't know. We'll just see what happens. I'm excited, though, but yeah. There's going to be a wrestler at the PopCon.
Right.
Now,
well, and Stevie will have some badass paintings and shit there.
Mm-hmm. Not going to say what or who the wrestler and is. Probably, you just have to go check it out on the
probably
website.
Probably we'll have more comics and or issues and shit for sale. Or
yeah, you keep we'll just have to. Well, you know, there are some. I really, man, I kind of am a hoarder, I guess, well, after thinking about
that's
it.
That's not
a
even
sense,
a hoarding thing, in my opinion. That
so
shit,
I kind of want to do something. Maybe, you know, I just thought of another way. Thank you.
That shit is worth money, period.
Yeah.
I don't care what, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I don't care.
Yeah.
I was going to say what people have said to me before about, like, holding on to baseball cards and stuff like that. I wish I would have kept my shit.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, too.
All my Marvel cards, man.
Yes,
well, shit's huge now.
Speaking of cards, got this pretty cool, it's like a Dennis Rodman, well, it is a Dennis Rodman card.
Yeah.
It's a smaller one. Came in this Rodman vape that I got from one of the only places that I'll go to get a vape or all the wonderful needs that I need. Forbidden Leaf.
Woo woo.
They do have so much stuff down there. Vapes. They have the Delta 8, the Delta 9, the Delta 69. The man, so much stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely
THCA.
Go check them out. I don't even know.
They got nicotine, the best selection, in my opinion.
Yep, rolling
of
papers.
The nicotine vapes, and that's what I go there for. But and it's the only place I go.
Yeah.
I get a punch on my card.
Yep, smile.
I get my vape for cheaper than any of other places in town.
Yeah.
So.
Another squirrel moment.
Okay.
Back to the episode art thing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I forgot that I wanted to point out of it actually describing the painting. So, like, it has glass in the background, not physical glass, but
right.
I
saw it.
Tried making it look like it was glass, and then when you hear that glass, it's your ass essentially meeting, you know. If you haven't heard the entrance song of Stone Cold Steve Austin, it's a shattering of glass. The other thing that I remember from that documentary now was that how he got his name is when he was sitting with his wife at the time, she told him, get your tea or drink your tea before it gets stone cold. And then she's like, that should be a wrestling name, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. I don't really remember.
And that's the fucking it of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing too, like, if I remember correct, well, I know it for a fact. He was one of the guys that hung around the Million Dollar Man, the right. Ringmaster.
Right.
Like, that was, I don't know, that was just a really.
Ted DiBiase?
Yeah.
I remember that guy.
Money.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, holy cow. But yeah, those are the times, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That would be an extremely stressful job because away from your family, you got to, you know, go do the thing to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of sacrifice, obviously, with everything in life, you know what I mean?
Right. I do the same. I sacrifice all kinds of shit for my job. But, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Right?
That's right.
Shout out to
doing
what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I guess, or something.
Well, yeah, then that brings up, like, another thing, too. It's like, is this, like, what I'm supposed to be doing?
You?
Well,
yeah.
Me, you, like, anybody, well, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, is this really what I'm...
Right. The thought, I have that thought every day. Every day.
It's like, holy cow.
Yeah. Should have stayed in fucking school is what I think every day.
Yeah, do you want to see it? Speaking of...
Yeah, you guys are allowed to laugh now.
Speaking of going back to school, where were you in 1994? What grade were you in?
I don't know.
Well, you're 2 years older than me. The only reason I remember what year grade I was in is because it matches up. We're on 94, so fourth grade.
I was in Arizona.
Whoa, that fucking freaked me out. I thought somebody walked by.
94, I am pretty sure.
Like sixth grade?
Seventh.
Gotcha.
Seventh-ish. I went to Arizona. I'm pretty sure I was in... Whatever the year the first Ozfest is, that's the year I was in Arizona, because I went to the very first year that they had Ozfest.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm not sure on that.
I don't know.
What year it is.
It's either 93 or 94. It's one of the two. Something like that. Boom, boom. Oh, yeah. Hey, we have one.
The number one pop song in 1994, according to Google, well, it should be Gordon Bird.
Pop song?
Yep, it should be Gordon Bird, but it's titled The Sign by Ace of Base.
Ooh. Oh, I remember that.
I never really jammed Ace of Base. Did you?
Jam it? No.
I mean, I guess, like, the actual, like, it sounded good in the vehicle with the actual bass.
There's some bass. I remember when it was on the radio. I was like, ooh, it was catchy. They had beats and stuff, but yeah, wasn't my style.
For those that are just tuning in to us now, you're tuned into Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Oh yeah, we are Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
We're trained professionals. Going back to the music, number two is I Swear, All for One. I swear.
Yeah. These were all roller skating songs, or like the YMCA dance.
Yeah. I'll Make Love to You was number three by Boyz II Men.
Yeah, what a horrible time that we had. Where's the... Oh, there it is.
Well, looking up on the movie side, Forrest Gump came out.
Yep.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh.
Schindler's List.
Those are some good movies.
I've never watched them all the way through, to be honest
with
you.
Any of them?
No. Not because, I was bored or anything, but, it didn't interest me. I guess, I don't know. Every time, I would see, it was on TV, was, when I was in prison. Mm. And, it sounds so hypocritical because, now I'll watch, Cops and shit for some odd reason. But, it's what the fuck? I don't want to watch these motherfuckers that are locked up. We're doing this shit right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I probably should go back and...
Dude, Shawshank's a badass fucking movie.
Yeah.
And Forrest Gump is a good-ass movie.
Yeah. You know, when I'm at work and people ask for a refill on their Dr. Pepper, I'm like, oh, are you trying to be like Forrest Gump? You better be careful with them Dr. Peppers.
Hell yeah.
Some people don't really get the reference.
Well, maybe they should watch that movie.
Yeah. Or maybe when they come in, they're just hangry.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, some people just don't give a fuck.
Speaking of don't give a fuck, I never gave a fuck about the show Friends. That was one of the popular shows. Did you watch that? That was another fucking prison jail show.
I watched episodes, but I was never I gotta fucking watch all of these and see the next episode and shit. It was on TV. I've seen it. I was not a fucking fan.
I'm tuning in next week.
I mean, I watched some of them and was like, oh, that's funny. And I watched the next day and watched, you know, and then if I missed one, I wasn't like, oh, I fucking missed one.
Yeah. Maybe we should start asking guests that. Were you a fan of Friends?
I know about the Stinky Cat song. And that was Phoebe. And I know there was Rachel and Ross and Joey and Chandler. And I don't remember the other one. I don't remember what the fucking dark-haired chick's name was. Monica. There. I named them all. I'm a fucking Friends fan. And I know that Ross had a monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah, I remember that. He had a monkey at one point.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That was the biggest selling toy. What was your favorite Power Ranger?
I was too old for the Power Rangers. Or I just wasn't into them, I guess.
Yeah.
I would have said the black one because that was the fucking coolest color to me.
Yeah.
Always, and still now, I like black.
To be honest with you, I watched it a couple times just because there was martial arts involved with it. But,
kind of the same for me was oh, well, they're kind of kicking ass. And then it was the fake puppet, guys and shit was yeah, no.
Yeah. Not for me. The price of Cheez-Its were $1.99.
No, 94. I'm wrong. 97-ish. 96. 97 is when I was in Arizona. 94, I was here.
Holy shit, dude.
For sure. What?
O.J. Simpson running from the police.
Yeah. Okay, no.
Where were
Arizona.
You? Okay, yeah.
I was in Arizona. Okay. It was 94. That, 93, that 94. Because I was just, I didn't read that far, and I was going to say, wait a minute. when I lived in Arizona, the whole time I lived there, OJ was on the fucking TV. The whole time. It was like, so, wait, that had to be later, but no, that is, yeah.
Did you watch it on TV?
It was live? On every news channel, but yes, we had it on in the house.
Yeah. I remember because, like, on the weekends, well, not every weekend, but we would drive to Platte and stay at my grandparents out on the farm.
Okay.
And at nighttime was when they would, like, turn the TV on, you know what I mean, watch the shows, all that. But, yeah, I remember sitting there on the floor watching it, and my grandparents, this motherfucker running from the police.
Right. Yep.
And I don't know about you. Did you know who the hell O.J. Simpson was?
Me? Yeah. Yes, I did really? For sure.
Totally. We never were, like, a football, like, family, I guess, or sports in general. I was that guy, I guess.
I knew who he was for sure.
Yeah.
That was also, like, that was, like, when Tonya Harding freaking smacked that chick's leg and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, you know, it's
wasn't
really,
it? Hey. Something like that? Or it you was know what? The year this, before, and then...
Well, no.
I remember it being on the news.
You know, it's crazy. So, what do you call it?
I don't remember.
You know
the
how
other...
people, like, sometimes they'll think you're dumb and you just don't know stuff?
Yeah.
Unpopular demand.
Okay, yeah.
Tonya Harding.
What's the other one? Nancy
down
Kerrigan,
to,
that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny shit. He was not reading it off the fucking screen. I had just scrolled down to it.
The antagonist and Nancy Kerrigan, the protagonist. So, well, I didn't know if it happened that year or if it happened the year before and they were doing the, it became a thing on the news then. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it was on the news at the same time as all the OJ shit.
Yeah, I didn't, yeah. I remember
I was
that,
old enough to remember that shit, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's, like, that pretty... stupid gap from, like, 8 years old to, like, 12. Eight. And down.
You just don't remember
was like,
anything.
Well, I remember.
Yeah. Whatever.
Shit, you're not supposed to remember.
Yeah.
You know, all the bad shit and, like, important shit that happened. But, yeah. Stupid little things like that I didn't start to remember till I was, you know, 12.
That'd be pretty 13. Gnarly to get hit with a crowbar.
Right? Well... In the fucking leg?
I mean...
By some...
Can we give
supposedly
it?
Supposedly big, huge guys?
Yeah, I mean, can we give it to her? That like, she has the gangster mentality?
Yes. According to her, she didn't do that, but whatever.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
Whatever. Speaking of allegedly...
She's on, like, fucking shows and shit now.
Yeah.
On, like, the dumbest criminals. There's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Top, the dumb, where there's Sylvester Stallone's fucking brother, Frank, is on there. There's all, like, B-list celebrities all over that fucking shit. And they have the little comments in between the clips. Yeah, she's on there. Old Tonya.
The number one quote for the year, apparently, according to this website... My mama always said that life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That is not the number one quote.
Forrest Gump. That's what.
Well, okay, it came from that movie, but that nobody said that.
I wonder if the top quote for, I wonder if it, well, I guess it'll be a few weeks, but I wonder if it was 1995 or 1996. One of the best quotes of all time is, Tupac on Hit 'Em Up, the very beginning of the song. First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's good shit. I figured, like, I don't know. A quote, as in like shit. Well, I guess that's not a quote. A saying. What people would say. I figured like, yo mama, or fucking something like that. Or fucking...
1994 oh, wow. was also the year where Jeffrey Dahmer got a mop stick shoved up his fucking ass. That's pretty cool.
And right above that is pretty important.
I can't read it.
Kurt Cobain suicided himself. That year, well, that according, yeah, allegedly, I've read some shit that says not, but
this is pretty interesting too. Johnny Cash wrote a letter to June Carter in 1994, was voted the greatest love letter of all time. They were married from 1968 till June. He passed away in 2003. Johnny died 4 months later.
Yep. I went to the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
good. Read all about that. They have their wedding suit all in cases and shit, her dress and his suit. It's pretty cool.
What is your favorite Johnny Cash song?
Folsom.
Really?
Yeah. And not because everybody else thinks it's fucking cool and whatever. Because of the way that I've read about how he wrote that song and why he wrote it. And that's why I like it.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
Was for the people that were in prison and shit.
Yeah. I'd have to see Man in Black.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite.
Good song,
one.
Too.
Some sports happenings in 1994. World Series champions. There was nobody. It's because they were on strike.
Yes, sir. I remember that. Fuck, that was a crazy year. Now, if all of that stuff happened right now, the fucking world would be ending.
Yeah.
Of these things were going on.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck, it'd be the end of the world, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of end of the... The Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl. The Houston Rockets took the NBA champion.
Yep.
Championship.
Yeah, I remember I was in Arizona. Fucking Phoenix fans were pissed.
The New York Rangers got the Stanley Cup. The NCAA basketball champions was Arkansas. So that's pretty rad.
Hell yeah.
I can't remember what the gal's name is, unfortunately, but she plays for Iowa State right now. Number 22, Ice Cube just offered her $5 million to come play on his 3-on-3 league. Really? She's a bad chick, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. That's our sports. Sports news. We took you back to 1994.
Yeah, take that. One of the best-selling books from 1994. The Bridges of Madison County. Just saying.
Where the hell is Madison County anyway?
I don't fucking know.
Me either. So there's been some pretty crazy shit that's been happening. If anybody has been paying attention. If you have not, well, you are in the right place. So last week we talked briefly about this documentary, Quiet on the Set.
Oh.
With the Nickelodeon thing.
Yep. Haven't got to watch them yet.
I won't.
Yeah, no worries.
I won't spoil anything. But here, I'm going to put some stuff to mind for you.
Okay.
Do you remember the Nickelodeon logo with the foot?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr.
I remember Nickelodeon very much.
Okay, Dan Schneider was one of the one of the producer guys or whatever. You'll find out when you... he has a obsession with feet.
Yes. I have read a lot of stuff before this was ever a thing. But yeah.
Okay. The other thing was there was a logo at one time where there's a splatter. Do you remember the splatter?
There was a lot of logos.
That yeah. had splatters. Well, I think it was later on or something. Okay. You know what I mean? At times when we didn't even like watch
Nickelodeon. Somebody skeet splattered on a foot.
Well, that brings up another thing.
I'm just guessing. So bro.
The way, according to some of the things that I've seen, that little splatter is an outline of Epstein's Island.
What?
Yep.
Dude, this shit's getting deep.
It sure is.
I better
is.
Watch this show.
So now, on to another topic that's hot. Hot. Like fire. Okay. But probably not when this comes out. Unless I guess I put it out fucking tomorrow or something.
Right, right.
The Puff Daddy thing. Have you been seeing any of this
no,
stuff?
No.
Okay, so his house got raided.
Recently?
Yes.
Like in real life?
Yes. Now, yesterday, the day before.
Okay.
And here's my response. We don't have cameras going right now, but bad boy for life, baby. Yeah. I knew that guy was a piece of shit from a long time ago. Suge Knight warned everybody at the Source Awards, hey, you don't want somebody dancing in your videos. Come to death row. I mean, there was...
I know. If my brothers listen to this, well, at least Flea. Yeah. I've always... Yeah.
Well, there's other things that I've actually seen before his house got raided, doing interviews with some of the musicians that he's taken upon under his wing.
Mm-hmm.
The Justin Bieber one when he was a young kid. Dude, when you first watch that shit, you can tell in that fucking kid's eyes, he's just like, whoa. Like, and the dude's like, yeah, looking for... What did he say? Like 24, 48 hours. He's mine. Fucking there's yeah. shit coming out with Usher too. Whatever your sexual preference is. We do not hate on anybody in this podcast, but there's just all these crazy. Well, not crazy. I mean, I believe most of the shit that's coming out.
Right.
You know what I mean? There was another thing where apparently after Puffy's house got raided, he hopped on a private jet, went to the Caribbean. So apparently, now I can't really say if any of this is true. This is just right. what I've heard, but I heard a couple different things on this where the FBI actually had him like land the fucking plane so they could, you know, arrest him. Wasn't even in the plane, dude.
Right.
And then there's other things coming out about, well, everybody knows the Playboy Mansion. If you don't, you can Google it. But there's tunnels apparently going like every like which way. And then there was something else about him going to the Caribbean, where if he's in the Caribbean, they can't extradite.
Yeah.
And like, man.
Crazy stuff. Who, man.
Yes, sir. What else do you
think? Rich people are fucked up.
Yes. And then I heard, this has been something that's going on for a while, but that Corey
Federline?
Yeah, thank you. It was in the Goonies and all that stuff. He's been.
Was he?
I can't remember. Yeah, he was in the Goonies.
Really?
Yep. Oh. I can't remember his exact name. Corey, I think it is. But either
he way. Was with Britney Spears.
Nope, not that guy.
Oh, that's Kevin Federline.
Yep.
You're talking about Corey Feldman.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah. But he came out with a bunch of stuff about, you know, how Hollywood's you know, fucked, all this.
Right.
Well, then there was another one. They took his video where he was talking about all that stuff down. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well,
I've watched some shit on him. I've been a fan of his for fucking
long
time, dude. When he was in all kinds of shit, dude. Yeah.
Well, he, in the one video that I seen, he's talking about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
holy fuck, dude. I'm glad I didn't get him tattooed on me. Because I was seriously thinking about it. I mean, yeah. I already have one pedophile on me, Elvis. I mean, that's been fucking...
There's lots of... yeah.
I think, though, there's been other... Well, obviously, because it's, you know, hot. Like fire or whatever. Jay-Z, nobody can find him. Beyonce.
Weird.
I can't remember who was talking about it, but they were saying that Beyonce is probably like one of the worst. Not even compared to Jay-Z or whatever.
Right.
Like, the shit fucking saddens me. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, rich people are... Ungodly rich people are probably the worst things you would ever imagine.
Yeah.
I've always thought that, and, well, I don't know, been taught that, really.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid, man. It's like, you don't got to trust. Yeah, you can't trust none of them motherfuckers.
My dad always called them RDPs, rich dick pricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it goes on all levels.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But the weird thing is, I know for a fucking fact, if I ever got rich like that, I wouldn't be a fucking weirdo like that. But yeah. They also, a lot of them say, well, I came from nothing. You guys are fucking full of shit. You didn't come from nothing. Nothing was fucking living in a goddamn hatchback fucking car. Not, well, I lived on the fucking poor side of the rich town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cities are fucking weighted. We never grew up in cities.
Yeah.
But just going to cities and working and, yeah. Fucking totally different fucking thing.
Thank you. I, one of the screenshots that I took, shout out to Platt, South Dakota. I love you guys. You guys posted about how you're having a citywide garage sale.
Sweet. It's I bet you there's a lot of cool shit there.
Yeah. But it's more of a town.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like a city.
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to like, I don't know. And I guess I kind of feel bad for talking shit, but I guess probably nobody even fucking listens to it there. But either or, it's not a city. Know.
If you are listening to it, we still love you.
Yeah, it's just, we sure
it's
do.
It's not really a city.
It's a town.
We're barely a city. We got 300 and something thousand people. We're barely a city, in my opinion. I've been to Houston. I've been to fucking big places. Oh, Denver. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, Denver's pretty good size.
There's a lot of fucking homeless people in Denver.
There sure is, which is really sad.
It's crazy. But they're adopting the... Well, we're not getting into that. I gotta pee.
All right, should we take a little break and then...
Well, yeah, it's up to you.
Well, I kind of got a pee too. Do you want to smoke and then should we get into? Well, you don't have to smoke. Oh. I'm going to smoke a cigarette and we can do Saved by the Bell trivia.
Yeah, fucking A, bud.
All right. We'll be right back at you. Here we are. We're back. Did you know the most expensive liquid in the world is scorpion venom? costing $39 million per gallon.
For scorpion venom?
According to my screenshot.
I better move to Arizona.
Hey, what the heck do socks and underwear come in resealable bags, but potato chips don't?
That's a good fucking question. Oh, I think, well, am I supposed to answer, or are we just leaving that for people?
I don't know. I pondered the same thing.
Because I kind of think I have an idea, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Tell us. Like,
that was your moment of silence to be
post on our shit. Yeah. What do you think?
Give us some little feedback. You can interact with the podcast. We truly appreciate that you guys stick along for this long on this episode.
Yeah, the three-wheelers. All you three-wheelers. If you like, share. You know, we consider you a three-wheeler. You got to follow, obviously. That's the one I was looking for.
Yep, and we're going to do lots more giveaways as well. Shout out once again to the Assault Creek Roller Derby for those two tickets we're going to be giving away. You just have to, you know, keep the minds posted to all those wonderful social media platforms.
Yeah. Yeah, you want these tickets? Let us know you're watching. Let's see.
April 17th is the night of the bout.
27th, brah.
With the Jackson Hole Juggernauts.
April 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I'm excited.
Hell yeah. I'm super excited. I remember going to them when they were a big deal before, and I remember being super sad when they went away. So if you guys have never seen a roller derby bout, it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And it's fun as hell.
Here in a couple weeks, we're going to have one of the members from the team on to give us the rundown of, you know, just how roller derby works.
Sweet. I know how it works, but I'll leave it to her.
And for all you listeners, you're going to get into a treat if you don't know what roller derby is. How those wheels turn, so to speak.
And that's not the board, bro. That's the people we have.
Yeah.
We're that fucking cool. Right.
I got one more true crime thing for you before we get into, you know, some of these people do like Saved by the Bell trivia.
Some of these people. Who's these people?
Our wonderful listeners. That's right.
Oh, these people. I see. I thought you were talking about some other people are doing the same thing. I was like, what? Some of these people. We are the only people.
I'm just so blown away by everybody that still, you know, lets us invade their ear.
Hell yeah.
Each week.
I love them too.
So the true crime thing. Okay. I can't remember. Something sparked my brain, but I did not get on this topic either or. Do you remember? Well, no, it wasn't this episode. It was an episode prior.
Okay.
If you would, I can't remember. Actually, exactly. Thank you. You just have to scroll down below. But do you remember that dress? Was this blue? Was this purple?
Yes.
Was the color
I do.
Apricot?
The one that was on the freaking internet?
Yes, sir. Did you know that the man, who's a Scottish man, at that, the center of the dress that broke the internet, this is in 2015. Man, doesn't really seem that long ago. But he was indicted for trying to kill his wife. The charges stem from incidents that occurred between April 2019 and March 2022 when Keir Johnston, either or, allegedly pulled his wife, Grace, against the wall, shouted at her, tried to strangle her, threatened her with a knife.
Was she wearing the dress and she said it was gold? He said it was blue. Yeah. She said, motherfucker, I'm wearing it. It's gold. Well, I said it's blue.
Then it brings up another question, too. Like, the shirt that he's got on, what color is it?
Yeah. What the fuck, dude? Why you gotta be wearing it? Shirt. Dude, I'm apparently sure.
He was.
That's what it was. He's like, are the stripes on my shirt blue? Or gold? And she's like, they're gold. Are the stripes on my dress blue or gold? And he's like, they're blue. And that was it. Fucking on. Fucking fight.
Yeah, apparently it was going on for about 11 years, according to...
Holy fuck, they need to get something to do.
So I wonder... Okay, let's think about this.
They were arguing about that for 11 years?
Yeah, let's think about this. Shit. So I wonder if that was just some random post, obviously, that he put out. And then that was the argument that started it all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's yellow. I say it's blue. It's gold, bro. It's whatever.
It's gold.
Yeah.
Gold.
Mm. All right, you ready for some Saved by the Bell trivia? All right. What do you think? Should we do three questions or five?
You're the master.
How much time you got?
We don't have to work tomorrow.
Right? we're looking fresh to death.
We're at 8 right now. I don't remember what we had before.
Oh, no. I was just saying, like.
Oh, how many minutes I have?
Yeah. Do you want to do
I think I have 45 minutes left on my Walmart card. Do I have to use my phone for this?
That reminds me of something. Are you talking in the East Walmart or the West?
It's the one on the West side, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like to go to the East side. There's too many people over there.
Well, obviously, the listeners, you'd have to scroll down. The Gifted Cowboy was on the show one time, and he was informing us of how the two different Walmarts and down on 2nd Street, where there's like a time portal.
There is.
Or something of another. It was a great episode.
It sucks you in. If you want to know about this time portal at the East Side Walmart, that's why there's so many people there, is because the time portal's sucking everybody there. Check out the old episodes.
All right, you ready to get into some Saved by the Bell trivia?
Sure.
Okay, let me flip this bad boy over. I'm not exactly sure what category this is, but it's a different page. One I know that we haven't been on yet. Question number one. What nightclub did the gang catch Jeff cheating on Kelly with another girl?
Well, that had to be the Flamingo.
The Flamingo.
I don't know. I didn't know they were allowed in a nightclub.
There was one where they like got fake IDs and shit or whatever.
Shit, dude.
We need to load up the Jeopardy fucking thing on here when we do our... Yeah, oh. Perfect.
Here, I can figure it
out. Let's see. Ooh, I do remember one now. I think this is it. The Attic. I think it was that one where they got the fake IDs. Yo.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Who was celebrating a birthday at the time of one of Kelly and Zach's breakups?
Who's I'm going to say Lisa.
Lisa.
Steve. Stevie.
Lisa. I'll say... I'll say Screech.
I bet you it's...
I probably misspelled
it. I bet you it's probably Screech.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't, dude. Okay. I was trying to... Go back to the Saved by the Bell episode.
I saw. I saw in your head. Was like, I better hit that button again.
Thank you. Question number three. In the episode, Operation Zach, where Zach sprains his knee and requires surgery, who is working at the hospital as a candy striper? Basketball injury.
As a candy striper.
It was that time.
Jesse's mom.
Jesse's mom.
No. Okay. That's wrong. I know that's that's what I'm saying, but I know that's wrong because she didn't have parents, right? Wasn't she like a orphan or some shit?
No. Well, you know, in all honesty, if you think about it, I don't ever remember. Maybe some of our wonderful three-wheelers could chime in. I don't ever remember seeing Jesse's mom or dad on the show. I thought
she was...
Well, she had a stepbrother that came in that one time.
Right, but I'm pretty sure I remember her being like a... She was...
Well, I guess you really didn't see Screech's mom or dad either. I don't think.
You just heard
him. Oh, wait, no, you did because of the Elvis statue.
Yeah, yep. And you heard him. I remember hearing his mom.
We're nerding out hard right now.
Hell yeah.
Whoever thought some crazy ass fucking... We're sitting here talking Saved by the Bell. All right, what's your answer, my man?
Jesse's mom.
Jesse's mom. I'm going to say Lisa, because I think it is Lisa.
I was going to say Lisa, but I said it last time.
I know. I wanted to say something, but
I was going to say, oh, yeah, Lisa again.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, shit.
All right, question number four.
Yes.
Lead it in and record. Did you like that? Question number four. Okay, this one is kind of interesting. Michael Lavelle provided the voice of Screech's spunky robot. What was his name?
Michael Lavelle.
The name of the robot.
I know. What was that robot? I remember that episode. What was that fucking it? What was his name?
I can remember what he looked like. But I guess it's your turn now, man.
Robotron.
Robotron. Is that your final answer?
Yes. I can't think of anything else.
Robotron.
I know it's something dumb as hell like that.
I'm going to say Skeeter. All right, number five.
Skeeter, he says.
Skeeter. Let the Skeeter off my Peter.
Yeah, whack it off.
Yeah. All right, number five. What was the final competition that decided whether or not the boys' team or the girls' team got the $10,000 for their sports?
Well, repeat the first part. What was the sport?
No. What was the final competition that decided whether or not the boys' team or the girls' team got the $10,000 for their sports?
Drawing straws.
Drawn straws. Not sure why I'm writing all that down. Because I write down a bunch of stuff all the time. Yeah, I'm going to say baking comp. I think that's
the number one, the good one.
I think it is. If I remember correctly, it's the episode where Tori is in.
Ooh.
And there was like the oven knob, Zach, like, you know, because he's kind of a skeezer.
He is.
Rigging up shit.
Yeah, I think you might have paid more attention to the show than I did.
I did. I was kind of a... I had...
I was a little bit older than you, too, and it was kind of... My sister watched it more than I did.
Yeah.
It was kind of there.
It was one of those shows that was on after school.
Yes, sir. I was sure.
Oh.
That's why I watched it, because it was on after school, and my sister was like, yeah, we're watching this.
I can't forget, I do for the intro all the time. I'm Stevie V, waiting for Kelly Kapowski to call me. Anyway. All right. Number one. What nightclub did the gang catch Jeff cheating on Kelly with another girl? You said the Flamingo. I said the Attic. It was the Attic.
Woo woo, Stevie. Weird.
I haven't, I should be keeping track. Last week you won.
I did? Oh, yeah.
I should have been keeping track. Because I suck like that.
What, is there like a prize at the end of the year or something?
Not really.
Oh, well.
I guess it just gives our wonderful listeners
gives me something to brag about.
Yeah.
Well, I fucking won last week.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody would like to donate to like a championship belt or something, we could like pass around.
That'd be cool. And we'll send it to you if you guys are the ones that are the winners.
Yeah, you just got to send it back.
Right. We got to switch
it
around.
We're not paying for postage.
We'll put one of them fucking Milwaukee tool trackers on there so we know where it's at.
Well, another thing, too, like after sitting here rambling my brain with it, I mean, I could throw a painting in with it, too.
Shit, yeah.
I mean, it's all around a good time here at Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, baby.
Woo!
Bad boys love, baby. Oh, here is another thing going back to that I totally forgot. What's see that? Here's like that squirrel moment again.
Squirrel.
The whole Puff Daddy thing. Do you remember what his logo was when he first started the Bad Boy Entertainment thing?
I did.
It was a little baby with a hat backwards on it. Yeah. Nobody has spoke on that yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure by the time this episode comes out. Well, I'm
pretty
out,
sure
still.
When fucking B.I.G. met him, he probably called him Puff Baby. That's what I had to call him. Puff Baby.
Well, I guess that brings up another thing, too. Like, I guess when did that actually come out? Like, the. But still, it's kind of a. Yeah. Maybe it's not a connection. Anyway, we're on with the Saved by the Bell.
I hear you.
Number two. Are you ready for this?
Come on, man.
Who was celebrating a birthday at the time of Kelly and Zach's breakups?
Come on. Come on, Lisa.
Josh said Lisa. I said Screech. Josh is the winner. It was Lisa.
Yeah. I got one. And that's the last one. I'm pretty sure.
Question number three. In the episode, Operation Zach, where Zach sprains his knee and requires surgery, who is working at the hospital as a candy striper? Josh said, Jesse's mom.
What is a candy striper?
She doesn't have it going on. Candy striper is like a nurse where like their suit, it's like red and white.
Oh.
I guess on the episode that's what right. It was. Maybe was that's like a California thing.
I guess.
Like a
I don't
candy
know,
striper. Yeah. Candy striper. Well, it's essentially yeah,
well,
it's
I know what I
nurse.
Know what a real candy striper is. But I didn't know they had them in hospitals.
Yeah. I don't. Wonder what that reference.
They were like the people that come in to cheer up people. I'm pretty sure it was a thing back in the day.
The candy.
They would like come in and freaking.
Yeah, maybe
make
bring
the old
candy,
man get a boner fucking, one more time before he fucking died, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
The candy striper.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse's mom was not the candy striper.
Well, son of a bitch.
Lisa was.
All right.
I just remembered that from, I can't remember what week it was, the whole basketball injury. Fucking thing, and then
I see. Okay, it was where it imprinted itself into your brain.
Yeah,
you were right at that perfect age. I was just 1 year above that, where I was like, I don't give a fuck about TV. No
Number
more.
Four, Michael Lavelle provided the voice of Screech's spunky robot. What was his name?
I got this one. No, I don't.
Robotron. Josh says.
Yeah.
That is. I said Skeeter. Huh.
CP234?
Negative. Not even close. I got it wrong, too. Do you want to... Let's give this another shot.
Okay.
okay. We're getting... Let's get Ooh. Out of... You already won this one because I seen the answer. Okay, let's get out of robotic names. Let's think human names.
Right. He really likes Lisa.
The robot or Screech?
Screech does.
Yep.
Does it have bot in the name?
Negative, my man.
I'm going to go with Lisa.
One more.
Screech.
Nope. Kevin.
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 Huh. All right, then.
Kevin. All right. What was
Well, that was fucking
That's why I was like,
Kevin.
I had to look at it again, dude.
Who would ever guess that?
I don't. Yeah, save. That's why I was like, think a human.
Right. Yeah.
All right, number five. What was the final competition that decided whether or not the boys' team or the girls' team got the $10,000 for the sports, their sports? Josh said, draw straws.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I said, baking competition.
I was going to say rock, paper, scissors.
We were both wrong.
Yeah?
I have to piss really bad. It was the limbo. I remember now, but like.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ted. Well.
One. We're fucking tied again, man. Do you want to lead us out of here? I got to piss real fast.
Shit. We can. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to continue. If you guys want to see who gets ahead next week, you're going to have to listen. Alrighty. Love you, three-wheelers. Peace out.
We truly hope that you learned, they laughed a little bit while we traveled in your ear wherever you are. Holy moly, there were so many different interesting topics that we discussed.
Yeah, it was good.
Just like that squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel.
Here, there, everywhere. But we are coming out of Casper, Wyoming.
Josh.
This is that Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. I am your host, Stevie V. And I'm going to say it because I haven't said it in a while, waiting for Tiffany Amber Thiessen to call me. We are out of here. Do us a favor. Click the link down below. Share it up. Give it to your neighbor's dog as a treat. We're out of here. This episode is sponsored by Little Shop of Burgers, Vanderheiden Design, Spray Paint Art, Salt Creek Roller Derby. We truly appreciate you.